The two psukim talking about the prohibitions of owning chametz. Al shem tali, ba al safek karis. It comes if a person is safek if he's chayv a karis. Could go in chayla v'shumon l'fanav. For example, he has both the forbidden and the kosher fats in front of him. B'shogeg v'achmen, and he ate one of them. Beni yodeh b'shogeg. Beni yodeh is mehenach. He doesn't know which one he ate. Beim shachtoi v'irbopsul. And if they shafted and it has some sort of invalidation or there's a noiser, then pleager Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanu Mishul the Perek Batzu Tamur, then Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanu have a machlok. It's the end of the last parak of Maseches Tamur. The Rabbi Yehuda Bekfur, Rabbi Yehuda says you need to bury it to the Rabbanu. And Mishul the Rabbanu, you need to burn it. Chatas Ha'oif Ha'bo Al Ha'sovik Kengoyin Hepila Sovik Vlad Sovik Eno Vlad. Woman miscarried something. We don't know if it was a baby or something else. She doesn't eat carbonos. Why? Shem of Vlad, to perhaps she had a baby. I should have a carbonos, so she brings a carbon for as a carbonos if she had a baby. Ha'oila ba al tanai, and ola can come on a condition. Imilati hari hi l'chobasi. If I had a baby, she says, that this is for my obligation. V'ma'am not hari nadava, it's nadava. V'chatas ha'oif, and v'chatas ha'oif, mevi'asa al-safik. She brings it also because of the safik. Ein kamish b'chum nazar. There's no problem of bringing chulin nazar. Why did we cry nafik? M'sechus nazar, perk mishomer. Because we learn out from a pasuk that the chiyuv for her to bring it in Maseches Nazir in the parak of Perak Mishomer, the parak of Mishomer. The asur b'achila, and she's also to eat kachim shema chulini. She's also to eat the karbanos shema chulini. Perhaps the carbon was chulin and malika was shavim the bela, and the malika turned it into a. The Balaam and the Kohen, it's a chattas, the Kohen are going to eat it. They're now later, because perhaps it was chulin, and the Malika turned into the Balaam. The Malika brought Rehudah Rabban, and Rehudah Rabban have a machlikas, but Barak passed the Tumur, last parak of Tumur, chattas ha'oif, ha'bon, ala safik, to serve, and Rehudah Amri, yitlein ala omo. That the chattas which was born in the safik, then, according to the Rabban, you burn it, and according to Rehudah, you throw it into the amo, the water that's going through the azar. Vata Omer Bekvura, Oshem Tolid, this is going on Oshem Tolid, cover Rabbi Yehuda, you cover it, Rabbi Yehuda says it should be buried. Vavagam Shanesim Rimeno is also Brechilu, even though that which is left over is also Brechilu, Ubahana, and also in deriving benefit. Onish Karis and eating it, he personally get Karis, but Huba Baal Tosirim has Baal Tosirim. Keep it the Chata, the Chit the Nagra, Kaf Bozak Shechacha Ha'umad, Besaychai, Yisifes Lashana Veschiko Bechardo. The spoon, which was the craftsman dug out in order to make it into a spoon, and that is going to burn his tongue and his palate with mustard. Lishna Karina, another shot is Yisroif, it's going to burn, which is Hoimir Balaz, Kamoy Surfachaya, which is a Surfachaya, which is also something which is a burn. Sadan Nagar Oisa Sad Lasumboy Ragoy Asir, this is for carpenter who's going to make shackles to put in the prisoner's feet, come over to him beside directly, and Magli Yadil Mishtalim Beharamus Yodai from lifting up his hand and Malachtum from his work Mishtalim Sari gets paid. She dips the kind of when he himself is found to be a thief. Giro Oy Sachitza, the person is making arrows. Oy Dimor Laruachu the boy Peter. That when you're throwing it to the wind, that's when you need to make it into crumbs. Shemri is your candle shell. Perhaps you throw it when it's whole. Vimzeno Achasson will find you and eat it. Abul Yamli throwing it to the ocean. Matel Beina, you can just throw it into the mud because it gets disgusting. Vinimik Beina will dissolve on its own. Loshin Schik is Shaykh Mevetechus. You use the word Schik when you're talking about grinding up. Meno Loshin Peter, and you use the Loshin of Peter making the crumbs. Shaykh the pasta, it was just by bread. Yam Melech Hanikur Mir Betia. Mir Betia. In Svino Verspo, a boat does not pass through it. Boy, Pirashem, a Tifka boy Svino, perhaps a boat's going to come next to it, but to find it, but to let him take it, alive, but he's not going to think about it. Lo Mamasa in the Maimon Masa, so the water will not dissolve it. Tayin comes to the Rabbah, the Chumas by Pirah, the Chumas needs to be turned into crumbs. Tayin comes to the Rabbah, the Vlazar, by Skika, the Vlazar needs to be ground up into powder. Bechiti Shechmitzo, boy, Pirah. The turn into chametz needs to be made into crumbs. Kalamri means to say pizer. You have to scatter it. Shall you eat them? The sack you shouldn't put into a sack. You should kind of throw it. You should come and throw it. Elo, you fire some alpenei amayim. You have to scatter it on the first surface of the water. Shall you call adam? The lock on the person cannot gather them together. Alpenei amayim from off the water. Masis in the Mishnah. Shem shenemer lo yer elocha. The gomer mefarish lo. Gomer explains the Mishnah. Concept. This is the knas over lo Mishnah by yirah because he violated the iser about yirah. Gemara. From the sixth hour, after the sixth hour until it gets dark, this is an Erev Pesach in the afternoon. He's also over in Alav. If he eats it, you know, on the shkurs, it's not a curse. Later we're going to explain what the lav is. B'moed means during the actual Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. Tav Choches, Amud Beis. M'shosh also Rechid, L'chayinu M'sheh Shoysen L'mayelas from the 6th hour onwards. The Pesach or Pesach afternoon. The Amrin that we said earlier, L'fnei Zmano B'lav, before actual Pesach and Erev Pesach in the afternoon, it's a lav. But Mosul Rabbi Yehuda Kamar, and that's where Yehuda said, in the first Gemara, 6th Gemara, Atan, also in Tanakamu, it's also coming according to Tanakamu. Tomal Atzvachot, Afilu B'soich, Kamoyin, Kamar de Mutter Brando, that even during Pesach itself, he holds that it's permitted to get benefit from it. Because Mitzvah Ahani, the Asmin, he's asking on those who said that it's also, Losachal, Allah, Mishas Shkita, from the time that you do the Shkita, Dainam Shay Shoy Salam, after the 6th hour, Shechaman, until the Harav, at the time that it's the afternoon, Pesach afternoon, when it's ready, the sun is starting to turn towards the west. They only kept the Isra Chometz for one day when they left Mitzrayim. You should not eat chametz today. Rabbi Yehuda does make a drasha of smuchin. Elav mishnah there only in the dvar. Luchud only in the dvar. This is what we learn in the first parak of Yevamos. Therefore, less of Rabbi Yosef Galili does not hold Rabbi Yosef Galili's halacha. Achilas matzah, not to compare the isser of eating chametz to the mitzvah of eating matzah. Also, that's not the reason it comes. El lakushi achilas matzah is haras chametz. It's coming to compare the eating of matzah to the warning about chametz. L'kabay achilas matzah choyvo l'daris, to tell you that you have to eat matzah always. Kol zman shehu muzra chametz, and as long as you're also warned about eating chametz. Vafilu b'zman shehen pesach, even in the time there's no karm pesach. The l'tema, you didn't say how matzah is more than the uchlu. It says that you should eat the karm pesach, the other matzah more. So that's what's written. Eat the pesach, then if there's a karm pesach, mechayib achilas matzah, you eat matzah. V'yilo, and if not, then lo, you're not chayib matzah. Beretochel matzahs, kuro, yisir, who's next your posik, the hok siv al matzahs, more than the uchlu, because we already said that you should eat the karm pesach together with matzah more. Even though you're not making a karm pesach, you still have to eat matzah. You should not be obligated to eat matzah. His brother's died because of a bris, and therefore he doesn't get a bris because of the danger to him, and not that he is just not caring about the mitzvah. But nechar mi shin is nakamai salav b'shemayim. This person doesn't want to get a bris because he doesn't want to keep Hashem's mitzvah. But for lo l'kol alter, but not for all the rest of the term, he does want to eat matzah. Kesid b'hai oral uben necher. It's written by the halacha is written by oral and ben necher. Kesid also by tamim v'shoyi b'derek l'hokam by person's tamim and it's in the long distance far away from the mikdash. The lecha matzahs in both cases that they should eat matzahs. V'afal gav the matzah yodof minei. Even though you can learn it out from one from the other. Therefore, you're going to need the hekesh to make it an obligation for generations. So Mekroy Achrini Tuvo, and from many other Pesukim, Gugon Shibas Yom Matzos Ochelu, they have that passed the 7 days you eat Matzos, but Gugon Matzos Yechol as Shibas Yom, and you should eat Matzos in 7 days. You're not going to learn out from them the obligation you should eat for generations, old generations eat Matzos. I know, Lav Chayvin, and those aren't talking about obligations. Elamitzos Matzos Yechol, but Lo Chomets, they're telling you should eat Matzos and not Chomets v'im rotzel loizen shalom mechomets. If you want to eat something that's not chomets v'shalom matzah and it's not matzah, or shus b'yada, you're allowed to. V'teida, the prover Rashi says the ha'ah b'kulok sidas shabbat sayyamim, and it says oh by all them the 7 days. V'chomets matzah in a lilael harishon. The obligation of matzah is only the first night. If you know very matzah, we're going to learn in the last parak. Avol mahu karal, but from that pasuk nachnu l'chomets lilael harishon. The pasuk that we brought there is going to be teach out the obligation to eat on the first night with the civil hekeshon. Gabi Pesach, as this is to a hekesh to the current Pesach, we could say b'mat to echol Allah matzos ki Pesach laila harishon. That you should eat matzos just like the current Pesach on the first night. Afakesh shlo b'zman Pesach laila harishon. Also the hekesh of not in the time of the current Pesach and to the first night. Behind the hekesh the koyv b'choyv b'zman is it, and the hekesh is helping us to establish that we have an obligation even nowadays. V'hani alav l'memra, it also helps us to say the kviyas choyva the hekesha lavakol shiva el alayla rishon, that this obligation to eat matzahs is not all 7 days, rather is only on the first night.